This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We're leading the field with an average of 61% for Trump. And you have about, what, seven or eight candidates left? I think they're at a debate tonight. Nobody's talking about it. Everybody's watching. So it's 61% for your favorite president, me. And 10% for Ron DeSanctimonious and 7% for Bird Brain. You know Bird Brain? I will never run against him. He is a great president. I will never, ever run against him, said Bird Brain. I will not run against him. He was one of the greatest presidents in the history of our country. And then about 3 months later, she goes, I've decided to run. This is the craziest business politics.
That was quintessential Donald Trump. Driving the left crazy. Good for him. Love that clip. There's another piece that we'll play in just a second. But he, what more can you say? 61%. I mean, I don't know if those numbers are true, but I think the polling's pretty much correct. And he was commenting about this on the night of the debate, so this is a little bit old. But if it's true, he said, well, we'll get into that, but because I want to give you the numbers. But I love when he says, your favorite president, me. That drives people crazy. You know, and it's funny because if it's true, it's not even bragging. And it's, I think if he's saying it, let me put it to you this way. He's my favorite president. He is. So because of the entertainment value and what he accomplished. What's wrong? It's not bragging if it's true, right? But there are people who are going to absolutely complain, and they're certainly going to complain when he talks about 10% for Ron DeSanctimonious and 10% for Bird Brain, and he goes on to criticize Nikki Haley. I don't know if you guys saw this, but it was a data point that came across with producers. I don't know if you guys got me this, but essentially here's what they said. They said Ron DeSantis is now officially dipped down into single digits. Now, that could be a poll that's Trump sponsored, Trump too Trump heavy, or whatever. But I can tell you this, he's not gaining. Ron DeSantis is not gaining. His strategy has to be, Donald Trump and Nikki Haley's, has to be to outlast Donald Trump, because they aren't gaining. And what's happening with the other folks? Getting their butts kicked. I'm talking about the non-DeSantis's, the Chris Christie's of the world, whoever's left. Okay, let's do the math. If there is 10% for DeSantis, 10% for Haley, and Trump's at 61, that's 81%. There's only 19% left with five or six other candidates. Where are those votes going to go? I asked somebody this the other day. If you decide you're not going to vote for, I won't use Christie, but say the Montana governor. If you decide, hey, I'm not voting for him, do you give your vote? How much of that's going to go to DeSantis? How much of that's going to go to Bird Brain? Hey, Trump goes on to say this part. This is the part I want you to hear, because I found this profound, if it is true, and I'm not saying it is, but he said it, so you can judge for yourself.
They're not watchable. You know, the last debate was the lowest rated debate in the history of politics, so... So therefore, do you think we did the right thing by not participating? Somebody said, oh, one of the dumber ones, he doesn't have the courage to stand up. Well, listen, I'm standing in front of tens of thousands of people right now, and it's on television. That's a hell of a lot harder to do than a debate.
Yeah, probably so. I'll tell you this, he's got everything going for him. I'm looking for holes. Look, I don't want to just rain sunshine up your skirts here, ladies. I'm trying to find the holes. show me where this attack on Trump and these 91 indictments is hurting him. Show me where Joe Biden's going to get away with the, whether Joe Biden gets away with this grift that he's been on or he doesn't, it still works in Trump's favor. That's a no-lose situation there. What are they going, give me their strategy that can work outside of cheating. I don't see it. They want to get rid of Trump at all costs, and it backfires. Look, I know we're going over the same old stuff, but I just want you to understand, I'm looking for play. I don't want you to feel overly confident. And by the way, I want you to make sure you go to the polls and you vote. Don't take it for granted. No matter what I tell you, you got to have the resolve that says, I will support the candidate who wins, no matter what. And, my hope is that they don't cheat Trump out of his rightful second term so we can really see what he's capable of doing. And you've heard my spiel. There is no reason why this man should not have a second term. Not one. He's proposing Agenda 47. Oh, by the way, I love this. The scorched earth tactic, the things that they're, Donald Trump's going to be vindictive. We talked about it before, but I'm seeing more of those articles on lefty rags all the time. Donald Trump, he's already plotting revenge. You know what he's going to do? They said he's going to decimate the DOJ. What would you do? Would you let Christopher Wray stay in charge of the DOJ? Or the FBI, I should say? Would you choose the people? I mean, you know there's going to be turnover. But I'm saying, I would absolutely clean freaking house. And I'm talking about across the board. I would replace the janitor. I don't want anybody associated with Biden in the White House. There you go. What, do you feel this way? You guys feel that way? Yeah. My producers feel that way. And I bet many of you do as well. The nerve of the left to make it appear that, oh, look at him, he's being vindictive. He's being vindictive of what you did to him and his family and his friends and associates and business partners and everybody else. You know who he's also being vindictive to? All these magazines that wouldn't put Melania on the front cover. I'd make that a crime. It kind of already is, isn't it? It's unbelievable, man. Anyway, let's go back to this. Lowest debate in history? I don't know if that's the case, but if it is, wow. It does go to show you he made the right decision. I remember being asked that. I wasn't sure if it was the right decision, but it was. We come back more on Candace Owens from Keira Davis. You're not going to want to miss this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talked the other day about Candace Owens and one of my friends. Her name is Keira Davis. And we met in this movement, and Keira is a gifted actress and, you know, businesswoman, and just a very astute thinker. I like thinkers, and Keira is one of those. And she wrote a piece on Candace Owens, and it's titled The Trouble with Candace. And I don't want this to just be a reflection on Candace Owens, because I don't wish her any ill will. I don't. I don't care what she does. I mean, I wish her nothing but success. But Keira definitely highlights some of the things that I talked about with respect to Candace and some of the problems that I think are glaring in the conservative movement. And I'm going to read this, and then I'll give my commentary as we go through it. But it's very insightful and very profound. Kevin Jackson, by the way, is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255, if you want to reach us. And Keira says, I tried to forge my own path in business and respect the voices of other black commentators, even when they diverge from my own opinions. Sadly, I've not been able to follow this path. The public and what my colleague Jeff Charles calls conservative ink have made it nearly impossible for me to ignore certain pundits who make my job harder every day, and I can no longer stay silent. even in the face, she writes, of the slings and arrows I'll get for expressing myself here. Now, what am I saying here? I told you, if you go against Candace Owens, there's a feeling in the black community. I don't care if I don't agree with you. I'm going to speak to it. Black, white, Shapiro, Charlie Kirk, you name it. I don't care. And, you know, I'm prepared to take the slings and arrows. But I promise you, there are many people who are very silent. I watched the guy get kicked out of CPAC because he spoke against Candace Owens and Turning Point. And they kicked him out. That all he did was open his mouth. And by the way, what he said was true. And they kicked him out. Anyway, Kira goes on to say, Candace Owens is a problem. And she writes this. I first became aware of Candace Owens when someone shared a video from her old YouTube channel. She was excoriating celebrity hypocrisy. It made me laugh. I shared it also, happy to welcome another black female conservative voice to the fray. The more the merrier. She never crossed my mind again until Kanye West dropped the Moab on Twitter, a testament to his public influence, as some people still call him a sellout. With one tweet, he blew up Candace's spot overnight. He agreed to meet with her and President Trump and the rest of social media, and the rest is social media history. And one day, Candace went from obscure TPUSA spokeswoman to a definitive representative of black conservatism. Now, I will say this. I disagree with Kira that that was what blew her up. Charlie Kirk had blown her up. I will say this. Kanye West tweeting about you absolutely would do that. But let's be clear. Without the impetus that came because of Turning Point, she would never have hit the radar. She wasn't hitting the radar with her little YouTube channel. She hit the radar in conservative circles because, yet again, people are enthralled when someone leaves the proverbial plantation. And we're going to get into that because Kira hates that term. And so do I, by the way. But when they leave that and then they get into mainstream black conservatism and politics, that's it's like Sheriff Clark. He was a Democrat. But the guy got big because he flipped. And I don't lament this because I like not being stupid, but I remind people, I've never been that stupid to have ever taken the blue pill, drank the blue Kool-Aid, whatever you want to call it. But we love those transitional stories. And we make heroes out of these people. And I always tell folks, be mindful that this is not what you think. You know, they're not always as conservative as you think. They come over, but they still got a lot to learn. Anyway, Kira goes on. She says, now that she was under the microscope, Owen's transgressions began to pile up. What at first was excitement on my part to see a young conservative on the national stage quickly digressed to discomfort, then out-and-out displeasure. I think at some point in my journey, I have officially reached disgust. So I'll tell you a quick story. I've met Candace Owens many, many times. And to the point where I was walking through Trump Tower one day and she was speaking to somebody and I looked over at her and she said, "Hi, Kevin." I said, "Hey, Candace." But I didn't want to interrupt. I didn't even go over to shake hands or whatever. I just said, "Oh, hi," you know, because she was talking. It was doing an interview. So she knew me. Anyway, I went to an event in Florida. My wife and I went and she and Charlie had made a fool of themselves in Q&A with Alan Dershowitz. Many people that were there know what I'm talking about. Anyway, after Alan stormed off the stage mad because of what they had done, I went over to say hello to Dershowitz. I'd ask him a question, and he loved it. He answered my question. He agreed with me. So I went over to say hello. I'd flown up with Charlie on the same flight, and he told me, he says, "Hey, Candace will be there. We'll say hello." I said, "Okay, great." So when they went over to sidebar, same place where Dershowitz was, we go over and Charlie, you know, she's talking to somebody. And I said, "Hey, Charlie, have you ever met my wife? I introduce her." He's like, "Hey," he says, "Hey, Candace is here." I said, "Yeah, I see her. I say hello when she's through talking to somebody." So when she finished, now keep in mind, I've met her many times. I walk up to her and I said, "Hey, Candace." And she says, "And you are?" And it became a joke. And my wife looked at like, "And you are," and Charlie goes, he has a strange look on his face, and he says, "This is Kevin Jackson." And then she gets excited. Oh my gosh, everybody's talking about your speech. And she went on, but we were floored that she didn't know who I was, even though I've met her multiple times. She said hello. I honestly thought she had Alzheimer's, because I've met her at least 10 times. At least. And I'm not talking about just in passing, like at Trump Tower. I'm not at Trump Tower. I was at the Trump Hotel in D.C. Sorry about that. But anyway, we've sat and talked. It wasn't like, you know, I don't know you. But it just went to show me that, you know, how she thought of people. Because I don't forget people, especially black conservatives. Let's face it, there aren't that many of us. So we can kind of remember each other's names. Larry Elder, you know, I don't ever even get called Larry Elder. People know Larry from me. So anyway, my wife was like, wow, you know, that's pretty amazing that. But she was complimentary of my speech and said how everybody's a buzz because of this speech you gave. And I said, yeah, it was a fun speech. And it was a great speech. And that's why I get paid to speak. But anyway, I guess where I'm going with this is I started watching her. And one of the things that got me was when she, in an interview, said she's doing more for the bringing blacks into the conservative movement than anybody. And I just, at that point, I cut off on her. I said, okay, this is a young person that has no respect for their elders, the people that came before them. She's got a lot to learn. And while other people may be excited about her, I'm no longer excited. I reached that point where Kira was. I wouldn't call it disgust for me, but certainly I reached the point where I was like, okay, I've had enough. No reason to follow her, no reason to promote her. She's going to self-promote. Let's just go back to business as usual.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The war between Israel and Hamas raging on, with Israeli forces storming Gaza's main hospital and finding weapons and a laptop with a photo of a kidnapped Israeli soldier on it. Nearly two-thirds of the nation views crime as a significant concern, according to a recent Gallup poll. President Biden wants to keep working with China for the benefit of the world. He said during the APEC CEO summit in San Francisco yesterday that a stable relationship between the U.S. and China is beneficial for world economy. There are renewed calls for a TikTok ban after influencer and anti-Israeli activist Lynette Atkins told thousands of her followers to read a letter from Osama bin Laden, and her video got more than 800,000 views. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm talking about an article that a friend of mine, Keira Davis, wrote. Known Keira for over a decade, one of the brightest minds in the conservative movement, happens to be a young black woman, beautiful woman, and she's an actress, understands the plight of conservative politics and a true conservative, and we don't always agree, but that's okay. I mean, that's not a problem for me. But anyway, she's talking about the Candace Owens problem, and she's highlighting some of the things that I've talked about in the conservative movement, and particularly, I hate to say this, but black conservatism. Now, she goes on in this article, and she says some people would point it to Owens as a grifter. She says, I can't speak to who she is personally or what her motivations are. Maybe her grifter past was who she was before she woke up. Don't know, don't care. Now, I will tell you right now, I don't think Candace Owens was a grifter. I've never thought that. I've thought she's always wanted to be popular, to see her name in the limelight. And I'll be honest with you, I find that to be the major problem in the conservative movement. When people seek to be so popular, they want to be, they want clicks. We were going to bring a young man on years ago, me and Chris Harris, on under the Seeking Educational Excellence in Unhyphenated America. And every time we talk to him, when are you going to get me on Fox? When are you going to get me on Fox? I told Chris, I can't work with somebody like that. You got to earn, you got to show that you deserve to be on that. He ultimately ended up on there, and it was a disaster. And I told him it would be. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Keira continues, what's problematic for me and others like me is that white conservatives and some black conservatives have gleefully thrust Owens into the position of not only speaking for all black conservatives, but for the black community in general. I hear so many white conservatives describe her as articulate, and it makes me cringe. Same thing that I would tell you when I hear Joe Biden or Harry Reid describe Barack Obama as articulate, as if black people can't be articulate. This is me speaking now, by the way. But I'm like, what? That surprises you that black people can be articulate? Anyway, she goes on, Orrin's parrots, talking points, some of which actually have merit, but has neither the experience nor the historical knowledge to expound on those talking points. Completely agree. And in one of my features, I'm going to do something that's only for the Backstage Club. I'm going to do this thing called What They Should Have Said. And I'm going to critique Shapiro, Candace Owens, Jordan Peterson. Many people that people go, ooh, this person is such a great arguer. They're such a great debater or whatever. And I'm going to show you. No, this is what, if I had been debating, here's what I would have said. And by the way, when I show you these that series,
what I'm going to tell you is that this was the first thought that came to my mind when the person got asked the question. This isn't me relishing in a thought or marinating in it and thinking about it and going, what would I have said? It's me saying what I would have said instantaneously. I want you to know how quickly the mind can work when it is God-inspired. And there's no, you know, I'm not trying to make points. I just know what who I stand for and what I am. Anyway, she goes on. She says, worse, she doesn't have enough depth to draw out what should be the larger goal with those talking points. Lifting up Black America and promoting racial unity. She's the punditry equivalent of what Rush Limbaugh so famously dubbed the drive-by media. She pulls up, throws a bomb, then catches all the cash that rains down in the aftermath before darting off to the next crime. That's a very interesting way of putting it, in my opinion. She goes on, in particular, it's Owen's plantation rhetoric that has been so problematic, and it is a great example of how the conversation in Black conservatism has advanced while Owens remains stuck in first gear. And this is where I tell you, I don't like the plantation. I think it's silly. But I use it as a joke. For me, it's become a joke. And that's the only way I use it. Because that Secure is exactly right. That mentality, you know, speaking about it like we are stuck on the plantation, is if you're arguing about it, using it in a real argument, in a debate, you're so last decade. She says, early on in the conversation, it wasn't uncommon to hear Black conservatives liken their awakening to walking off the plantation. Now, here's what's funny to me. Kira says Black conservatives had their awakening. I come back to this point. I never had to be awakened. I've never been on the plantation. She goes on and says, it was a shocking and provocative illustration of how Democrats feel like they own us and our votes. And at a time when new media was just beginning to take a seat in the mainstream, it served an illustrative purpose. But it was short-lived. As my friend Sonny Johnson says, no Black person enjoys being likened to a slave. We quickly moved on from the references. Point made. Now it's time to persuade. In fact, she goes on to talk about being on a Black panel of conservatives back in 2013. For the record, Glenn Beck put that together. I was on that panel. I'm the one who got most of these Black conservatives invited to the panel. Glenn's team called me and said, Kevin, who do you think should be on it? And I put out a litany of people, including Kira. And so she goes on to talk about her talking about it's time to move on from rhetoric to persuasion, to make the case for conservatism as a vehicle for Black prosperity. And she goes on to say this, somehow Owens has managed to wheel us back to the beginning of the conversation when we honestly really should be nearing the end, if there is such a thing. Her rhetoric is not made up of any persuasion. It's negativity and bomb throwing, designed to rile up her audience. And let me tell you, her audience is not Black folks. This is never more obvious than when I or other Black conservatives display even the slightest criticism. We'll get responses from a couple of Black people, then 1,000 white conservatives. And this is what I was telling you before. You go places, people will say to me, oh gosh, Kevin, you know, Candace was here last week or, you know, whatever. And you go, well, great. So let's have some different, you know, now you're going to see me. Look, I'm not going to get into who's better. Better is a matter of perspective. But I'll tell you this, I have zero fear, if you will, or hesitation in following Candace after she's spoken. You can have her walk out, the crowd erupt, and I'm going to tell you, when I finish up, they're going to erupt as big, if not bigger. Because I've been doing this a long time, and the ideas I have are baked into me. And what I want to come back to is Kira. I'm going to guess Kira's probably now approaching mid to late 40s. We've been doing this a minute. We know this stuff pretty cold. And it's baked into us. For me, no conversion. Maybe there was for her, but we've been doing it long enough to have evolved the conversation. And it's funny, when I talk to white folks, I say, look, I'm proud that she exists. I'm happy she exists. If you want Black 101, she's got lots of it for you. But I don't learn anything from her. That's why I don't follow her. Now, that's not a slam. It's just the truth. So she goes on, I've been in this job for the better part of a decade. I've never been in it for fame, which should be obvious by now, which I chuckle at. She says, but I have cultivated a reputation and small following. 5 minutes after Owens crowning as the black conservative, every article I wrote got national attention, including a litany of comments from well-meaning white conservatives crediting Candace for my conversion, thanking her for waking people up like me and leading us, quote, off the plantation. When I made a benign comment on social media about it, I was immediately met with accusations of jealousy and pettiness. See, that's what gets me. You say something, if I criticize Tucker Carlson, oh, Kevin, you're just jealous. No, I'm not. If I criticize Tucker, it's because I didn't like what he said. I didn't like what he did. One time I was doing an interview with Tucker, and he used a word that nobody, it was like 0.001% of the world knows or uses. And I'm sitting there going, why would you even use, I was like, well, Tucker, what's that mean? Oh, it was so-and-so. Well, didn't use that word. You know, don't try to make yourself appear so much smarter than me. Trust me, I got some words you don't know. It bugs me when people try to do that. She goes on to say, a few people, some of them black and explicitly, even had the nerve to compare her to Harriet Tubman, which blows my mind. She says, someone made a fictional film about Tubman that screened at the Toronto Black Film Festival. She says, as someone who made that film, I found the sentiment particularly offensive, and I spent a great deal of time becoming intimate with Harriet Tubman. So she goes on to express that. But she says, the trouble with Candace is that her first instinct is not to empower black people, but to indict us. She engages us in victim blaming at its worst. And instead of at least trying to understand the outrage at the various murders she talks about, she says she spent an inordinate amount of time talking about his troubled past, his motivations, and so on. So this is where I tend to separate a bit from Kira, because there are a lot of what they call urban blacks that want us to understand the plight. I understand it, and I'm not going to get sucked into that discussion. But she's right on a lot more here. And she goes on to talk about how Candace has disparaged George Floyd and so on and so forth. And again, that's where we kind of divide, Kira and I. But we do agree that blacks should be empowered and that we shouldn't be reverting the conversation to being black 101.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Con Kevino Jacksones.
All you got to do is wait, folks, and Democrats will expose themselves as cretins and creeps. And this latest expose adds to the list of leftist villains. I don't know if you heard about this. The original story in terms of when it happened was about a year and a half or so ago. But Marilyn Mosby, and this is from CNN, Baltimore's former top prosecutor who was thrust into the national spotlight after charging six police officers in the 2015 death of Freddie Gray was found guilty of 2 counts of perjury for making false statements on loan applications for 2 Florida vacation homes. That's right. Not one, but 2. 2 Florida vacation homes. Holy mother of Hunter Biden. How many vacation homes can these Democrats want to own? Does this chick think she's a Biden? Does she think she could get away with this? She's black! Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I chuckle because I sincerely mean this. Does she think she could get away with this? She's not a Biden. She's not a Clinton. Unbelievable. Marilyn Mosby, 42 years old. She pled not guilty last year to 2 counts of perjury, 2 counts of making false statements after authorities said she applied for loans to withdraw money from her retirement accounts, tapping the CARES Act provision that's intended for people who were hurt financially during the COVID pandemic. So my question when I saw this story that she was found guilty, I'm thinking this is a high-profile Democrat black woman. Oh, yeah, I'm shaking my head. I'm working my neck. Who does she tick off? Let me tell you, Democrats would not give a care in the world that Mosby took money from her own retirement account. It's her money. And yes, I get it. The government says, look, we give you this retirement account so you can save it for a rainy day. They don't want you getting into those accounts early because everybody would get into them and they'd have nothing left. But in the scheme of things, Mosby was essentially taking the money out of her account so she could go invest in real estate in a free state. This is a runaway slave investing money in a free state. The only real crime here, honestly, is that she would have had to pay the penalty and maybe declare the money as income, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not an accountant, a tax advisor, but I think that's what happens if you take the money out early. Maybe some of you know and can, you know, expound on it for me. Now, look, I'm not condoning what she did in terms of breaking the law. She broke the law, but the law would be she took it out. The real illegality would be if she was really trying to say, look, I'm going to do the CARES Act. I was not financially hurt. And I'm just trying to get her. I'm trying to avoid the tax penalty. But generally speaking, what they do with that is they just make you pay the tax penalty. That's what they did with Hunter Biden. And Hunter Biden legitimately was hiding money. This lady says, no, I have the money, but I'm going to use this provision and I'm going to fudge it. And, you know, she could argue with the Hillary Clinton defense that you don't know my intent. Not up on her. Anyway. This is the type of crime that Democrats go after each other if they change parties and stuff like that. But I think part of the reason why the Democrats have targeted Mosby is because she didn't get that conviction when it was a whole thing about hate the cops, defund the cops, and they got these cops that supposedly killed Freddie Gray, and she couldn't get those people in prison. I mean, it ended up being a huge fiasco. I think the cops ended up suing the city and a whole bunch of stuff. But she positioned herself as an ethnocentric racist willing to throw law enforcement under the bus for her own political gain. In 2014, at the age of 34, she was the youngest. I'm not sure if she was the youngest, but she was among them. The youngest law enforcement chief officers in the country. And the following year is when that case came against, you know, with the officers with Freddie Gray. Man dies at the hand of the police. Cities burn, including Baltimore. But in the end, she didn't get those convictions. So you fast forward. And now Mosby says the laws are for thee and not for me. But as I have said, while this may very well be a crime, it's not a major crime. But anyway, here's what they say she did. 2 counts of making false charges on a mortgage application for vacation homes, and another federal case that she's going to be tried separately, and that hasn't been set. Now, if you wonder why leftists don't leave the plantation, understand that somebody convened a federal grand jury on this very mundane case in January of 2022 after authorities said she lied on the application, all because she said she had adverse financial consequences due to the pandemic. Now, at the time, she earned right around $248,000. And the argument by the prosecution is that her money was never reduced in 2020. In other words, she made the same amount of money, so she shouldn't need any type of help. And in addition, they said she failed to disclose that she owed $45,000 in federal back taxes. And again, these are things that might impact the lenders and all that, but you would think if they were doing their due diligence, they could find all this stuff out. But as they say in those infomercials, but wait, there's more. She supposedly claimed that one of the homes would be her primary residence, and she got a lower interest rate. But she had already entered into an agreement with a rental management company, according to the indictment. So in other words, she already knew she was going to rent out the house that was going to be her primary residence, which is what she got a lower interest rate on. Now, I'm going to say this again. I am not condoning what she did. But I ask you this. Does this warrant the energy expended by the Department of Justice? Is Mosby a villain for wanting to use her money to make more money? Because who really gets hurt in the transaction, particularly when a fine can be levied? And I give you the Biden family. I give you what leftists do daily. John Kerry parking his boat, the Esmeralda, in another state so he didn't have to pay the luxury tax on it. And I could go down the list. These are people that do tax avoidance. She was doing chili pimping tax avoidance, and they're throwing the book at her. I truly, when I read this story, I said, okay, I'm going to go look to see, does she switch parties? I'm going to go look to see who she's going after. Remember, we did a thing the other day on Eric Adams. Eric Adams was stopped in the streets. They took his cell phones and stuff like that. Why? Because this guy dared to leave the Democrat plantation. This is a guy that dared to say, I'm not going to, these illegals are hurting my city and I'm not going to tolerate it. And he got struck down. Here's what I could tell you. You show me a Democrat that goes off the plantation even a little bit, I can almost guarantee you will see a story about their corruption. And they will make it sound like they are the worst people on the planet. Oh, dear, Eric Adams. He's been tied to organized crime in Turkey. You know, really? They say the Turkish people illegally put campaign money into his coffers. Why Turkey? I'm sure there are much better countries that Eric Adams would like to get money from, you know. But meanwhile, we know that the Biden family's gotten money from Ukraine, from China, from Russia, from Romania, some say from France. Boop, crickets. So, Mosby said she felt, she believes that she was impacted by COVID. And as I said earlier, why can't she believe that in as much as Elizabeth Warren believes she's an Indian? What does she gain from all of those lies? Again, I'm not defending them. I'm just pointing out the hypocrisy. Somebody's teaching Mosby a lesson. And the person or persons behind it is reminding Democrats of the pecking order. They're saying something you're doing has infuriated them, and they're letting others know that once you're on the Democrat plantation, you will always have masters. What's that song? Obey your masters. She could face 5 years for each of the two counts of perjury. A stiff penalty for somebody who wanted to get in on the Florida real estate boom, don't you think? And it made me wonder, what would have happened if she hadn't bought that property in DeSantis' state? And you should be asked this question, why did she buy in Florida?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.